got some prayer requests over there, sister.
Okay. I want to put a few of us on the prayer request because some of us are in a transition period. That's where we're at. Some of us are in transition. So I got the word mission complete. I know what it means. Okay. So I want to put myself, Rob, Nicole, and all involved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's others that are in transitions.
Yes. And you know, for me, whenever Rick, when the Lord told me he had to put something in my spirit a few months ago, because I still have this tent that's flesh. I still have this shell of flesh that I'm in. And it can put up a fight, I tell you what. You know, when I get the word that something's coming to an end, I'm like starting to retrace. Did I do everything I'm supposed to do? Is it good? You know what I mean? And the Lord has his way and showed me that it is good, and that it's my time to go. And I've gotten some new marching orders.
Oh, I was just going to ask you when the funeral was going to be. We can have a funeral for that old dead self, can't we?
Hey, man, yeah. You know, every day I bury that thing because she's something.
Oh.
She puts up a fight sometimes, and I have to.
You know, I got. Let me interject, Monica, because you're talking about you like you're somebody special, and nobody else has to deal with this. We all got to deal with it. She's just real open and honest. I mean, if you watch this program, Monica is. If there's a thought in her head, you're probably going to know it. Yeah.
I'm transparent.
Yeah, yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, listen to what she's saying. Don't listen to her like, hey, you know, okay, let's listen to what Monica's life is for today. Mm. You apply this to your life.
You know, it was hard. For me, it's hard sometimes to let go because I go in. And I go in hard. I want to do my best. Mm. And I want to show that I'm capable. And some things the Lord, during these last few years, he has said, no, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do that part of it. You're not going to be, no. Okay. Okay. And it's really hard sometimes, especially when people start saying things that are not nice and begin to think things that aren't true. But you have to maintain and be obedient to the Lord. No matter how hard you want to do this thing, that the Lord says, no, I don't want you to do that part of it. I want you, you know. Don't want, and it was to keep me from getting real comfortable because, man, when I get comfortable, I don't like to move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to move if I'm comfy.
Yes.
But he said it's time to move. So he told me that it's time, it's full-time ministry. So I've been released from this one thing because the mission is complete, and I got confirmation that it's complete. So now I'm in a transaction. I'm in a transition from one to the other. And I'm just like waiting, getting my marching orders. Okay, well, That's not something like right now, right now.
I want to say something. If you're not in a transition in your life right now, then you got to question whether you are where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you comfortable?
Are you still there with your fuzzy blanket and your fuzzy slippers?
You know, Christian life is not comfortable. You know, and to think that you know, when you give your life to Christ and restored to God, you think that, you know, it's easy street from there. No, it's not. Because when you follow the Lord, He causes you to confront the things that you used to just either drown out, numb out, or whatever you want to fill the blank with. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, but the reward, oh my gosh, the reward is, it's incredible. The reward, you know, and so we think about the work, but I'm telling you, the reward is worth so much more than the work. Because in actuality, it's His work.
Yes. And, you know, yesterday morning, like I was telling y'all earlier before we started, yesterday I stayed home because I had an issue that needed to be handled. And so I stayed home and I watched the program. And as I was watching the program, the Lord began to speak to me. And He said, and I wrote it down in my book at home, my treasure book, because anything that the Lord says to me is my treasure. It's my treasure. So I wrote it in my treasure book. And He said, and it was, the middle man to the man in the middle. And then it's like I see pictures, like almost like a movie being played as I'm hearing it for me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I start seeing myself at 15 and 16 in Dallas, where I had dime houses already. I mean, I was selling. I was the middleman for the user and the drug owner. I was the middleman. And then He showed me the past few years of being the middleman for me being the middleman for the person and the state regarding medical marijuana cards. Okay. Then the last one was, you're the middleman for the man in the middle. And it really hit home, because that's what we're supposed to be. If we're followers of Jesus, we're the middleman for the man in the middle.
It reminds me of what the Bible calls in the valley of decision. You know, and there's so many that are in that valley of decision. You know, and I want to speak to some out there that are in that valley of decision. You know, and so this is what we're here for, and this is what Monica's talking about, being the man in the middle for the one in the middle. So the one in the middle, what she's referring to is the one who has the decision to make. Do I do what's familiar to me, or do I follow what God is saying? You know, and you're in that. You're in that place right now. That's what this program's here for, to help you to make that right decision. Because I'm going to tell you, your entertainment industry, the sports industry, all these industries that the world is raising up is going to tell you don't follow what God says. They're going to tell you that you're different, you're strange, you're weird.
You're crazy.
You're a Christian nationalist.
I'm peculiar.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, peculiar. You know, and so... But we're here to tell you, to remind you, do what he says. Do what he says. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, what everybody's saying. You do what he says. We're reaching a hand out and saying, hey, you know what? We've been there. We've been where you are. And I'm going to tell you, it's a tough, tough place to be. So I'm not minimizing that, but I'm telling you, trust God. Trust him. Trust him. Reach your hand out. When you reach your hand out, he's got a hold of you.
Yes.
Don't, you know, Albert Einstein said, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Is that where you want to go? Does this numbing effect work for you anymore? Obviously not. Try God. Reach out. He's got you. Okay. I just want to tell you that.
What prayer request we got, sister?
We want to continue to pray for Joe and Neva.
Yes.
And Misty Williams asked for prayers for her Poppy, who was sent to Oklahoma City last night for a high fever and confusion. I would like to ask for prayers for one of my little cousins. And Monica's mama, Eva, has an unspoken request.
Father, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that your eyes are on us and that your ears are attentive to our prayers, Lord God. We lift up these, Lord. We lift up Joe to you. And we thank you, Lord God, for restoration in his body. We don't lean upon what we see. We lean upon what you say, Lord God. I pray that you surround them, cover them. Lord God, protect them, especially in their minds. Lord God, I thank you for it. We thank you that what you started, you're not finished with. Lord God, we speak complete restoration over Joe's body. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for it. And for Misty's Poppy, Lord God, we speak to that fever in the name of Jesus to desist the infection, Lord God. This is an infection. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that infection would be discovered and that the remedy would be applied. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. For Tina's cousin, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I speak to the voices that surround her in the name of Jesus. That the voices that are not of you, Lord God, that they will be recognized. I thank you, Lord God. This is a growing up time for this girl. Lord God, that you're going to show her the difference between the enemy and you. Lord God, I pray that you would draw her to yourself that she might hear your voice, Lord God. Because it's your voice that we follow and none other will we. And we speak that over her in Jesus' name. We speak a calm over the turbulence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. Father, we, for Eva, Lord God, we lift her up. And Lord God, that which is unspoken is already spoken to you. We come into agreement with Eva. And we thank you, Lord God, that your arm is not too short to save. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that the mountains do not compare to you. We speak life into this situation. We speak hope that can't be disappointed and a purpose that cannot be denied. We thank you for it. Lord God, for those that are in transition, Lord God, I pray that you would, first of all, bring peace. Bring peace in the midst of the transition, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, that you would you would bring the wisdom that is needed. I just speak peace and rest over those in transition. Peace and rest. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord God, that you got the rest of the orders. We give you praise. Give you praise. Give you praise. Those that are in the valley of decision, Lord God, I pray that you help them. Help them, Lord God, to make the right decision. Close the doors that will not bear fruit, and I pray that you open the doors that have an abundance of fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
We hope today's...
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Rick Spains.
We are figuring world problems out here,
yeah,
folks, and Monica is complicating them. So,
hey, I'm just being honest. And see, that's the thing with me. It's like when I share stuff, if the Lord tells me to share it, Monica's going to share it like it or not, whether I feel like it or not.
I'm just wondering if we should pray again, Monica.
Probably. Probably. Hey, man, I haven't needed bail money, and I haven't throat punched nobody.
There you go. So, there you go. So, in other words, your soul is leaning more to that spirit circle. Yeah. And you know what? That's what it is, growing in the Lord.
Yes.
That's how we grow in the Lord is we start walking more into the things of God, which is the spiritual realm. So the spiritual realm is the unseen realm.
Yes.
And so that goes back to what's his name said? No. The walking in the supernatural.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Akins, mm-hmm. goes back to what Kevin said, that, you know, when we walk in the supernatural, we're walking in a place that is higher than these things that are around us. Because in Hebrews 11:3, it tells us, for by faith we understand that the worlds were created, so that the things which are seen were created by those things which do not appear. 2 Corinthians 4 tells us that we do not focus our attention on the things which are seen. 4:18. We don't focus our attention on the things which are seen, but on the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary. Temporary. Not going to last forever. The things which are not seen are eternal. They will exceed all time, space, energy, everything. And so, you know, so you might think, well, Rick, you're getting weird on us. No, I'm getting into what God's Word says. This is what the Word says. And so do you want to live that natural life and keep on battling these things that aren't, you know, they're going to be here today and gone tomorrow? Or do you want to step up and walk in what Kevin said, that supernatural life? Get the victory. So let me tell you, God always leads us into triumphal procession in Christ. We are more than conquerors. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Well, I say it this way. There's not a weapon that can be made that will prosper against me, because my heritage is as a servant of the Lord, and my vindication is of Him. Doesn't matter what people say. And so I don't walk according to the things which I see or feel. I walk according to what God says. And you know what that changes? What I see and what I feel. And my decisions come in line with this. Where is the battle? In the soul. Your mind, what you think. Your emotions, what you feel. And your will, what you decide. That's where the battle is. And so if your decisions aren't bearing fruit like you had hoped they would, you got to examine, where are your thoughts? So remember I said there's two basic types of people. Feeling people that think, and thinking people that feel. Well, which one's better? Neither. Neither one of them's better. You know what? There's people out there that have such compassion. I'm thinking of a gal that goes to church, Dawn. She is such a compassionate person. Rick Spain, not. I'm sorry. I'm a thinking person. You know, but God uses her in her compassion and just affects people. And God uses me with my logic, my thinking, and I'm able to help people. Neither one of them is better. It's where you are connected. Where you're connected. So both of these, thinking and feeling, are in the soul. Where's the battle? In the soul. Your spirit's brand new. Your flesh, it's not going to be here in the next life. It's going to be gone. Amen. Amen. And so what are we connecting to? So how do we connect more in the spirit? Well, go back to Romans 12:2. Renew your mind. Ephesians 4, be renewed in the attitude of your mind. Be renewed in the attitude of your mind. Change what you think. It changes your process in life. And when you change your process in life, it changes your direction. So that you become more productive in everything you do. So I look at Spain's Construction. So Spain's Construction is a successful business. I'm telling you. we are successful. It's, you know, I don't have to look for work. As a matter of fact, I've got to determine, can we do this job or not? You know, because we get so much work that I can't do them all. And so, is that success based upon me? It came through me, but it's not based upon me. It came from him. I just did what he said. You know, now that I'm telling you, there were some struggles in there. There's times when I'm thinking, you know what, I'm seeing these people out there prospering and not being honest, not being fair, you know, and they're making more money than I am. And I'm thinking, Lord, you know, and the Lord's saying, don't walk in that. He's saying, you be honest, you be dependable. I don't care if you lose money, do what you say you're going to do. That's what he's speaking to Rick Spain. Well, in my thinking brain, I'm thinking calculate. So I'm good with numbers. Calculate. We're going to lose money. And if we continue to lose money, then our business is not going to be in operation anymore. So logically, I'm connecting to the flesh, what Rick Spain can do. And the Lord's saying, listen to me. Does not make sense, Rick. This doesn't make sense. Listen to me. So I'm not focusing on the things which I see. I'm focusing on what he says. I don't see it, but it's real. Matter of fact, Hebrews 11:3 says it's more real. More real than what I can see. Why? Because what I can't see was what God used to create what I do see. And so, all right. And so, fast forward to where I am now. It's like, wow, you know what? I got a really successful business. You know, I deal with this one fella. And, you know, he kind of understands how business works and how to make money. And so he's telling me, well, you know what? You need to do this and this and this. And then you'll be a bunch more profitable. And I told him, I said, no, I need to do this, this, and this. And you know what? I may not have as much money, but I'm definitely more successful. And I am content. I have everything that I need and then some. That's all I want. Let me give you, just throw in a little colloquium here. That the more you have to take care of. And so if you think you want more, just remember, you're going to be the one taking care of it. And so I've learned that. But anyway, learning to trust him. You know, and so how do we do it? So I'm renewing my mind. I'm focusing on things which are not seen. What he says. You know, if he says, go through this door and it looks obvious to everyone else to go through the other door, I'm not going to listen to everybody else. I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to go through that door. And so this is the key. You know, and I'm talking to those that are in the transitionary period in life. And like I said, if you're not in that period, you're either going through something, you're in the middle of something, or you're coming out of something. That's life. Mm-hmm. And if you think life is going to change and be different than that, you're living in an imaginary world. That's life. Life is a series of hills and valleys. So it doesn't matter whether you're on the hill or in the valley. It's a part of life. And so as you learn, see, the world we live in, it's, you know what? The world says, take this pill. It'll make you feel better. And by golly, it does. But then, you know, the effects of that pill wears off, and what do? You got to get more of that pill. Or you go to a stronger drug, whatever. You know, and so, or, you know, let's, having a hard time in relationships, well, you know what? Just release the commitment. Go find another relationship. You know, and so what happens? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, man. New love of my life. Till that wears off. You know, and so it's evil transition. That's evil. And so do you want to go that way or do you want to go God's way? You know, it's like after we get done with the program today, Heather and I are going to Tulsa. We're going to a conference deal. And so I'm driving over here, and this thought came to me. So I sent her a text. I said, I'm really looking forward to spending some time with my best friend. You know, Heather is my best friend. You know, and so I think in the past, and I think of times in the past where my best friend, I really didn't want to be around. You know, I'm thinking, man, just I'm going to get away from this person. You know, but what I did is I walked through it. I didn't focus on the situation of where I am right now. I focused on what God said. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and he will receive favor from the Lord. At that time, I'm crying for the favor. Now I'm receiving the favor. And so I've just got to walk through it. You know, and so where is the battle, folks? In the soul. What are you connecting to? Because the remedy is going to be in one of two places. It's going to be in the flesh or it's going to be in the spirit. Spirit's perfect. Nothing more you can do to fix it. It's perfect. Where do you grow? In the soul. What you think, how you feel, what you decide. That's where you grow. This is where Christ is formed in us. The importance of this, because see, our spirit can't speak outside of the soul. Neither can the flesh. It cannot communicate without that. You know, and so the last thing I want to talk to you about is the effect that it has on your world. So if you are connected to the flesh, what does it bring? Sin and death. Sin. So what's sin? Sin, that's a Christian religious word. Sin means to miss the mark. That's what it means. And so what, or let's bring it to more understandable. When you sin, you lose connection with your Creator. You lose the connection. That's what it means. And so, walking in the flesh, you lose connection with God. I'm telling you. You cannot hear, you cannot see, you cannot feel anything concerning God when you're walking in the flesh. And what that proceeds to is death. Death in your decisions, death in the outcomes, death in your relationships, death in your finances, death in all these things. And so, you know, well, what about this fella here? What about Bill Gates? Billions and billions of dollars. Is he connected to God? If he's not connected to God, it's all dead works. And I don't care how much money he gets. And I'm just pulling a name out of a hat. I don't know Bill Gates' relationship with God. Don't know. But if it's based upon having more, I don't care how much more you have, it's still death. It's going to produce death. And so you just got to keep, it's like taking that pharmaceutical drug or whatever, drug, alcohol, whatever, sex, whatever. You know, whatever you want to fill your life with. You know, you just have to have more and more. Why? Because it's producing death. Death all around you. So when you walk in the Spirit, what do? You start seeing things differently. And, you know, it says that you inherit life and peace. So whatever you are connected to, that life that's in you is going to make its connection in those things you're connected to. Does that make sense? And so it doesn't matter how traumatic what your surroundings are, because you have a peace, because you know God's going to take care of this. He's probably going to use me to do most of the taking care of. You know, really and truly, it's not like God comes out of the sky and says, zap, it's all better now. He uses people. But, you know, and so when this happens, we are able to connect to our world. So George Barnes made I seen a little deal on YouTube last night. He said that 3% of the citizens of the United States qualify as disciples of Christ. 3%. That's what he's one of these statistics people. And he says, if that is true, he's talking about himself, if my statistics are true, we have more than enough. More than enough. Because he compared it to the gay, lesbian, all that kind of stuff, that when they started their fight, when they came out of the closet, there was only 1%. 1%. Where are they today? What has the world promoted? You know what? God's bigger than our world. He's bigger than anything you're ever going to face. He's bigger. And so we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to our world. Because once we receive what God has for us, we need to understand that it's not just for us. What did Jesus say? Great Commission. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel and make disciples of every nation. Do you want to see your world change? Everything that you need to change your world is inside of you. It's in you. Start making that connection. Disconnect from the flesh. You know what? That stuff don't work. Remember what Albert Einstein said. You can keep on doing it, but it's not going to work. Do what works. And when it looks like it's not going to work, go that extra step. If God said it, it's going to happen. Remember me? I learned that in my faith journey. But remember what else I learned? It's not just about formulas. It's about getting to know Him. This is what God's called me to in this last time. Is to remind you who God is. That He's real. That He loves you. That He desires more for you than you desire even for yourself. That's hard to believe. I want you to know who He is. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. He's with you all the time, no matter what it looks like or feels like. You may not see it now, but when you get on the other side, you're going to look back and say, He never left me. I promise. And the next thing I want you to be aware of is that what Jesus paid for, He paid for something that has eternal value, that not just affects your spirit and made it alive, but it's intended to work through where the battle is in the soul. And so that your mind can start thinking the thoughts that God has. And that your emotions can start reliving what God intended them for. So that you can make the right decisions in life. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? If God's on your side, what can man do to you? Let's go out there and make a difference in our world.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I come back to Christ, Rick, I saw so much yuck. And I just desired a change in my life. And I desired a change in my surroundings. And so I began to seek God. I began to
connect.
Yes, reconnect with the Lord, you know. And if we want to see things change, we have to be the change we want to see.
That's right.
You want to see people being nice. You want to see kindness. You want to see love. Be that. Be brave. Be bold. And be what you want to see.
Seed principle. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap.
And you know, for me, I had to quit. When something come against me, or I was in something that I didn't like, I was one, oh, this happened. I'm going to call this. I'm going to post this. I'm going to grab this, grab that, this, that, and the other. I had to quit doing that. Mama won't fix it. Daddy might. If daddy won't, cousin might. If cousin can't, auntie will. I had to quit. And I had to put my focus on God. And I've had to keep it there. I've had to keep it there. Nope, nope, nope. We're not doing this. We're not grabbing that. We're looking to him. Because he's the one that can really change it.
I keep thinking you've got something to say. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yes.
Praise out, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you for the word today. Thank you, Lord God, for the commune this morning, where we're just gathered together talking about you and just rehashing, reliving, rethinking, rediscovering. Lord God, thank you. I pray that you be with those that the listeners, Lord God, as you are with us, Lord God, that you would lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us, Lord God, to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, that our world might change, that our 3% is the majority, because you're with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, from all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, our awesome brother in Christ, Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight. Don't be deceived.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.